This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, Christine Blasey Ford is the most incredible witness I've ever seen. I mean, she looks like a homeless, crazy person and acts like one. And I predicted that there would be three more women after her and that they would release the final woman the morning of the hearing. And sure enough, that's happened exactly like we predicted. And she also said in her testimony that, she started thinking about talking to the press when the media came to her house and that she was looking at her dog. I mean, folks, this is so bizarre that I am staggered at this point. We've got the live coverage here, but the way they're worshiping her and kid-gloving her, and then we've got the photos and videos of her being a wild woman and all, but then instead, you know, she sat first in her hair all in front and the big glasses, but more and more she's coming out of the shell and being more of herself. She's been cross-examined, and just stories were tied in complete knots. And then you can see the coaching when, well, are you sure it's Kavanaugh? 100%. It's him. But see, this is for all the greater good to stop the evil right wing, you see. I wanted Amy Coney Barrett. Beautiful woman, great judge, a constitutionalist, a patriot. But don't think because Trump's going to try her next if Kavanaugh fails. I think we're on a razor's edge right now. There are going to be women saying that she gang raped them with fire hoses, folks. So the Democrats aren't going to stop. That's why they're death threatening everybody, at the restaurant where Cruz ate now. I mean, I deal with these people. They are mad dog. Mad dog. They'll do anything. Because their religion is dominating the American people. David Knight's going to ride shotgun with me for much of the broadcast today. We rarely see David get hot. He has been hotter than a pistol today on air, doing a great job. We're going to go to the highlights, the lowlights of this. I'll be honest with you. I want to spare you this lady. She is nauseating. And I'm not going to lie. David, what do you make of this bizarreness?
Well, you know, Alex, she deserves to be heard, but she has to earn the right to be believed. And that means that the details that she has to line up with somebody else. They've repeatedly said, and you just heard Sheldon Whitehouse, and this is a guy who's put forth numerous anonymous allegations in the last 24 hours. One of them, the guy immediately said, well, I'm taking that back. As soon as people discovered his identity, he pulled back. But Sheldon Whitehouse was out there saying, this is totally unprecedented. We should have had the FBI in here. And, of course, I played it yesterday. We have Joe Biden saying in 1991, the Clarence Thomas Anita Hill thing, says, shut up about the FBI. The FBI is irrelevant to this. All they're going to do is interview him, interview her, she said this, and he said that. And he goes, they're not going to draw any conclusions. It doesn't really matter. But we also had earlier, we had Dick Durbin accusing the Republicans of obstruction, to which Senator Grassley was very angry. And he said, I'll remind you that it was 45 days or more that Dianne Feinstein sat on this letter from Dr. Ford and didn't do anything about it. So we could have done an extensive investigation of all this, but nothing happened.
Feinstein really chews into Grassley. So we're going to come back in 60 seconds, and we're going to get into these clips, and we're going to play Joe Biden and all the rest of it. I've just got to say, last night and this morning, there's a fourth accuser. And then, yes, they called the switchboard, and they wouldn't say their name or who they were, but they said her daughter was raped. I mean, now... Oh, here, random phone call. Oh, Kavanaugh raped you. Okay, that's it then, execute him. I mean, this is becoming insane. And then,
these are not only anonymous, these are hearsay. It was a guy saying, well, I heard that somebody else said this, and he did all that. Same thing with his mother. You know, it's anonymous as well as hearsay.
Well, this is something the so-called media does, is they do this to me now. They go, a man named Doyle says Jones was once in a movie theater and said, I don't believe any of it, and I hate America. But a guy named Doyle says, there's a phone call on the switchboard for you, Senator. Oh, Kavanaugh raped your daughter. Oh, but you won't come forward and tell us who you are. Thank you. We'll put this in every newspaper right away. I just got a phone call randomly, and I've got, that's what I, since they doxed my number, I've got people calling my...
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, Ford came in and played her little shrinking violet victim card. Had her hair all in her face, hiding behind her glasses. But she's coming out of the shell now. The woman that everybody says they know, that's the big party animal, wild. Students give her the lowest ratings of anybody. Very vindictive, very hateful. And, I mean, this is just unbelievable to see this level of a Jezebel spirit. The spirit of Hillary Clinton, their God, the man-haters, God, Hillary Clinton was supposed to get in. And you know what? She gets to be heard. We get to say that she has the credibility of a sieve. You know, a good case holds water. Well, this lady is a colander. I mean, this lady's what you dump hot pasta into over the kitchen sink. I mean, she is as disingenuous as anything I have ever seen. If I was trying to typecast someone for a made-for-TV movie about something like this, if I was typecasting a lying individual, I would typecast her. And her story all falls apart, and then you've got a fifth accuser that's withdrawn and said it was a hoax, a fourth accuser called the Senate switchboard last night, and they put him through to senators with Kavanaugh and then interrogated him. And the woman said, well, I'm not going to tell you who I am or where I'm at, but my daughter got raped by many years ago, and I saw it. I mean, this is total horse manure. With Bill Cosby, you had witnesses that were at the hotels with him. You had people that saw the women laid out. He was clearly, you know, giving them lewds. He admitted to it. He'd offer it to them. They'd take it. They'd get bombed out of their mind. I'm not saying that's a good thing. Sounds like some type of form of sexual assault to me. But with this, all five of the witnesses say it never even happened. They say there's not even a party. He's got alibis. He's got his original calendar. None of it matters because of the chivalry. Why, she's a woman. We have to believe her. Yeah. Anybody ever been in divorce court? You ever experienced what that's like? Everybody knows, especially women. Like, most of the women I know are the ones that say, this woman has no credibility. They see through her big time. That men are all, oh, well, I don't want to say that. I want to make brownie points with the, you know, with all the women out there. Oh, my gosh. And then you've got the high school annuals where it talks about she's the queen of the party, the wildest girl around. And then they run junior high photos of her in the news when she's 11 years old. And they go, oh, look at the sweet little schoolgirl that got sexually assaulted. Ladies and gentlemen, my head is spinning, and I agree with the president. A big, fat con job perpetrated by very evil people. Furious Trump accuses Democrats of trying to destroy Brett Kavanaugh as nominee battles four sex claims, but admits he could change his mind when he hears Christine Ford testify. Well, that's going on now, and she's ongoing. We'll have all the highlights. We've got a ton of them here for you. David Knight's going to be riding shotgun here with us. But I want to play what he talked about earlier, David, from 1991, the Anita Hill, Clarence Thomas hearings with Joe Biden. Because all of this FBI investigation that takes 6 months to stall everything. And you better believe that if we see his nomination derailed, that if they bring forth Amy Coney Barrett, who's even better than Kavanaugh, and who I pushed for, and who Roger Stone pushed for, and who Patriots pushed for, she's good-looking, has a great record, super smart, and very Christian, and you're going to hear that she raped women. Just mark my words. Oh, yeah. They'll have women come forward and say, you know, she knocked my teeth out and has a black bullwhip. It'll be black bullwhip in a Catwoman outfit. You think I'm joking? I know the enemy. Catwoman outfit, bullwhips, okay? Now, just like I told you last Tuesday, they'll roll out three more women after her, the last one the night before or the morning of. And total precision so far. Now, let's go ahead and go to Joe Biden. The political herpes that won't go away, who's everywhere groping women, children, grabbing men's wives in front of them, grabbing their rear ends. Oh, there's all these photos and videos of men bowing up and Senator Sessions coming over and like shooing and like swatting at the hand of Joe Biden when he's like grabbing the three-year-old's butt. I mean, Joe Biden is a known super racist perv. So let's go to the super racist perv. Here he is.
I said from the beginning, this is about whether or not sexual harassment occurred. And lastly, Judge, with me from the beginning and at this moment until the end, the presumption is with you. Now we're going to hear more witnesses who are going to come in and corroborate your position and hers. We'll find out whether they're telling the truth or not as best as we are capable of doing, just like you as a judge are when you look them in the eye and make a judgment. So, Judge, this is less directed at you than it is to my pontificating colleagues, Democrat and Republican alike. So, Judge.
Man, his voice is annoying.
I have not made my judgment based upon this proceeding because we have not heard all the evidence. And the last thing I'll point out, the next person that refers to an FBI report as being worth anything obviously doesn't understand anything. FBI explicitly does not, in this or any other case, reach a conclusion. Period. Period. So, Judge, there's no reason why you should know this. The reason why we cannot rely on the FBI report, you wouldn't like it if we did. Because it is inconclusive. They say he said, she said, and they said. Period.
So
when people wave an FBI report before you...
Now, let's finish that up. I'll back it up 10 seconds.
They do not reach conclusions. They do not make, as my friend points out more adequate, they do not make recommendations.
That's enough. Isn't it interesting how things have changed in the last couple decades? Hard to believe this is almost 30 years ago. That, you're innocent until proven guilty, and the FBI doesn't reach conclusions. And you can't just go off the reports as if they're findings of fact, because the reports went for the side of Judge Thomas, so Biden's trying to ignore them. But what he's saying is legitimate. Fast forward 28 years or whatever, and now the FBI is a bunch of total political operatives openly in their own text messages saying we're going to shut up the president-elect, we're going to get rid of him, we're going to show he's guilty, we're threat fusion GPS. Now it's admittedly was funded by George Soros, of course. That's in the news today. We always knew that. That's coming out. The Washington Post reported on it. And so now you see the Democrats saying you cannot be confirmed, Kavanaugh. You've been accused. That's it. Now, there's an older Zero Hedge article, but let me just, since you mentioned the Soros thing, I'll pull it up for everybody right here. It's the Washington Post today. Come back from break, we'll cover that. Here it is. Buckingham shot, please. Here it is. Towards Soros funded Fusion GPS, his spokesman confirms Washington Post. Okay, there you go. Now, David Knight, we're going to break here. You're going to ride shotgun and through the hour and into the next with me. And I know you're really fired up about this. It's 30 seconds before we go to break. What is your first summation covering these disgusting hearings the last 3 hours before I got live?
Well, in spite of what Sheldon Richmond, Sheldon Whitehouse, I should say, said, who's a senator from Rhode Island, there are not supported details in this. And as a matter of fact, she's very sketchy on all these details. Whenever she does give us factual details, they are contradicted by her therapist, or they're contradicted by her lifelong friend. And as you had Dick Durbin saying it was the Republicans who were obstructing this, Grassley reminded him it was the Democrats who sat on this for 45 days. They're the ones who are using this FBI thing, not to find facts, but just
that's
to
right. We'll be back with...
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Disinformation, covering the Ford Kavanaugh hearings. Now she's gone from being horrified to having a fun time. She's really somebody now. She's going to stop Donald Trump. She's going to stop America. And look, oh, her lawyer, that's the top swamp lawyer for Andy McCabe and George Soros. Oh, I forgot he works for him too. Oh, it's just George Soros' top lawyer. And the swamp's lawyer that openly works for Mueller, it's just Mueller and Comey's and McCabe's guy. There he is. Veteran prosecutor Michael Bromwich joins Kavanaugh accuser's legal team. Look at that little ferret. He'll teach America. You're not going to stop us, America. We own you. David Knight is riding shotgun with me. Let's go to this clip from about 45 minutes ago, and we'll get to some of the other lowlights and get David's take here in a moment as we cover this electronic lynch mob. I mean, Kavanaugh's totally credible. Comes off just like Clarence Thomas. He's telling the truth. Plus, her story's falling apart. This lady is a vicious Fruit Loop, in my view. And she's just part of this whole leftist slander machine, in my view. You know, there's other men coming forward saying we were at a party and we might have been drunk and fallen on her on a bed. I don't believe any of it. We're going to get into some of the former prosecutor, expert on sex crimes that cut her apart earlier, where, oh, there was no music, but there was music. And then they turned the music up and it's just. And it was a party, but there were five people. But all five of them say there wasn't a party, never happened. Your witnesses say it didn't happen, and it's 36 years ago. Game over, dingbat. Battle axe. Just because you are a psychology professor that lords over your students that call you mean and vindictive, just because you're the chief cook and bottle washer around here, doesn't mean you get to run America in the ground. And here's the good news. No matter what happens to Kavanaugh, America is getting battle-hardened to the satanic left now. You know, have they asked her about how they said she was Mrs. Party Animal in the high school annuals and describe her passing out and how much she loved to forget what happened because it let her do whatever she wanted? None of that's being brought up. None of it! I'm so angry I can barely even do this broadcast. Let's go to the clip of Senator Durbin making a good point about, you know, oh, you seem horrified. Oh, well, you know, there's men come forward. Stories are on Infowars.com. And they believe that that's where the story came from, not her. But again, you're not seeing much of this being covered as the plot thickens. So let's go to this clip. And then we will go back to David Knight here today. We'll go to that clip later. Okay.
Defense of mistaken identity directly. Dr. Ford, with what degree of certainty do you believe Brett Kavanaugh assaulted you?
100%.
100%. In the letter which you sent to Senator Feinstein, you wrote, "I have not knowingly seen Kavanaugh since the assault. I did see Mark Judge once at the Potomac Village Safeway, where he was extremely uncomfortable in seeing me. Would you please describe that encounter at the Safeway with Mark Judge and what led you to believe he was uncomfortable?"
Yes. I was going to the Potomac Village Safeway. This is the one on the corner of Falls and River Road. And I was with my mother, and I was a teenager, so I wanted her to go in one door and me go in the other. So I chose the wrong door because the door I chose was the one where Mark Judge was.
And then she goes on to say 100% that it was Kavanaugh. And the reason I bring this up is none of this story holds together. And you've got Hillary and the globalists funding the Arab Spring that killed hundreds of thousands of people per country, tens of thousands of women and children in sex slavery. Hillary famously represents pedophiles. You've got them trying to put boys in tents with girls and in girls' bathrooms at the Boy Scouts of America. They're teaching newborn babies that they are not boys or not girls. They are running around sexualizing our children. Hollywood is a cesspit. And you've got deep state swamp lawyers swimming around up front, completely predatorily, and it's just ridiculous how these people are playing us like a fiddle. I'm going to get to more of these highlights in a moment, David Knight. We've got the raw satellite feed and a lot more coming up, and some of her statement. Of course, we'll cover Kavanaugh gavel to gavel as that unfolds. But what is your gut level now that you've seen her testify and seen the spectacle and to see that swamp top lawyer of the Clinton apparatus perched right beside her? I mean, to me, this is as phony as a plastic banana.
Yeah, you know, Alex, she said she's 100% certain, but she doesn't have much in terms of detail. And what she does have in terms of detail isn't supported by other people. In its testimony earlier today, Alex, she talked about Leyland. And, of course, that's the person that she said was her lifelong friend, Leyland Kaiser. Now, Leyland Kaiser's lawyer and purported... Leyland was supposed to be at this party or this gathering, whatever it was. She was supposed to have been there along with Christine Ford and the three named individuals, one of them being Brett Kavanaugh, the other Mark Judge, Patrick Smith, and so forth. Now, everybody has said, except for Christine Ford, that this didn't happen. So all the other four people said it didn't happen, including her lifelong friend. As a matter of fact, her lawyer, the lawyer for the lifelong friend, Leyland Kaiser, said, simply put, Ms. Kaiser does not know Mr. Kavanaugh. She has no recollection of ever being at a party or a gathering where he was present, either with or without Dr. Ford. And so every time you look at the details here, as a matter of fact, she doesn't know exactly where this took place. She remembers, as you just played that, she remembers going to a particular grocery store where Mark Judge was working. But she doesn't remember anything about this house.
We're also going to play this clip later when we come back, where she says, I remembered the assault when the media came to my house and there was a dog.
Yeah.
And you're like, so she could just be completely insane as well.
Well, one of the things she said was, she doesn't remember the house. She doesn't remember the street. She doesn't remember the day, the month. And she doesn't even really remember the year because she inferred it. And she said in her testimony earlier today, she said, well, I think it was that year because it was before I was driving, so I was 15. Well, okay, so it was before you were driving. How did you get to and from this house? I mean, there's so many holes in the details of this, and that's really what the issue is. Again, she deserves to be heard, but she doesn't deserve to be believed. And she has to be credible on these details, and she's not. She's contradicted on these details.
Do you agree with me that she is one of the worst witnesses I've ever seen?
Yeah, and I think that what we have seen from Avenatti in the last 24 hours is even worse. And I think it's going to energize the Republican base. They understand what this is all about. They've seen this kind of obstruction happening over the last 2 years with President Trump. They've seen the coup and so forth. And I think that this is the ultimate unraveling, I hope it is at least, of all of this identity politics stuff.
I mean, I agree.
This is going to the nth degree.
We got a bunch of clips coming up. I'm so upset by them tearing our country apart like this and the obvious lies here. And this thing being completely fake in front of everyone, and then still watching the senators fall over themselves to grovel to this leftist, Hillary-worshipping Democrat Party operative with swamp creatures to her left and right puppeteering her. over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Because there is a war on for your mind.
Yeah, I've said it many times. If you go to these universities or you go to leftist areas, I don't care if they're black, white, old, young, the people look like something's wrong with them. And she looks like the quintessential just nut professor. And the ratings on her said she's horrible, vindictive, lazy. There she is. She's the big star now. 36 years later, all her witnesses say it didn't happen. Doesn't matter. She's up there smiling. She's going to save America from America. Look at her. It's so pleased. She's pleased as pie. She's looking up at the Democratic senator smiling like a little doggy. Did I do good? Am I doing good for the swamp creatures holding my hand for McCabe and Comey's lawyers? And the answer is, yes, you're doing a very good job. And then when the Republicans talk to her, she... And they go, oh, we're sorry, we're sorry. You're right. Kavanaugh, we'll have Kavanaugh executed, okay? And then the headlines. I've got them right here. Last night, an anonymous woman called the switchboard and was put through, and she says she saw her daughter raped by him. She wouldn't say where she was or what year, but that's a fourth person. Ring, ring. Oh, random? No caller ID? And that's the new thing. I told you about this when I got doxed 5 days ago. They put my cell phone number out. I have to get a new phone, and I have women calling up saying, oh, I saw you in D.C., but had a really good time. Let's meet again. And I'm like, I was with no women in D.C. Another call. Oh, I had fun with you, but, you know, you were a little bit rough. And I'm just like, click, block number. And then men call up and say, F you. We're going to get you. That's who these people are. So I guess they might just randomly call the Capitol switchboard and say, I raped somebody. In fact, I thought about calling the Capitol switchboard myself and going, hello, my name's Alice, but I'm not going to tell you who I am or where I am. Brett Kavanaugh gang raped me with 14 elves. Yes, it was 49 years ago. And Brett Kavanaugh, he also flayed my skin and pulled my fingernails out with pliers. And then he had an electric drill and he drilled my kneecaps. Yes, ma'am, we're very sorry. Now, this is anonymous. I'm not going to tell you where or when. Just, okay, Kavanaugh's evil. Click. Anonymous accuser says Kavanaugh drilled their kneecaps with a Black & Decker drill. I'm going to play these clips and go back to David. I need to maybe leave the room for a few minutes because this is just, I can't look at her. It's like Hillary. It's just the bug-eyed vampire bat look that these people have. And just knowing how she sits and perches, on top of her students, and just these universities are these anti-free speech lie machines. And I've experienced the left and their vitriolic fraud and their disinformation. So maybe I'm biased. But what I know is top swamp creature lawyer right there of the deep state. And I got some big Twitter news coming up. So let's go ahead and start getting to these clips here. And then David's got a lot he wants to get to, too, so we'll go to him in a moment. I'm really trying to compose myself right now. Here's President Trump saying guilty until proven innocent is very, very dangerous. Yeah, guilty until proven innocent. That is what you call tyranny. Here it is.
This is everything to do with our country. When you are guilty until proven innocent, it's just not supposed to be that way. Always I heard, you're innocent until proven guilty. I've heard this for so long, and it's such a beautiful phrase. In this case, you're guilty until proven innocent. I think that is a very, very dangerous standard for our country. With that being said, I look forward to what she has to say. I also look very forward to what Judge Kavanaugh has to say. I think it's going to be a very, very important day in the history of our country.
I want to start getting some of her statement, and then you can compare it to her hours later. She looks like she's having the time of her life, and the whole demeanor is different. It's just mind-blowing, absolutely mind-blowing. But going back to David, not before we start playing these clips of Christine Ford, it's all going to hinge on what Kavanaugh comes out and says today. And it's all going to hinge on Trump sticking by him and us sticking by him. Because now we're sticking by due process. We're sticking by common sense. We're sticking by the facts, David. And we're sticking by statute of limitations. I mean, this is Salem witch trial type stuff. Well, how do you know she's a witch? Well, she's got a mole on her nose. This is really upsetting me at a level I've not yet been upset by. What is your view on this fiasco? I mean, this is...
Yeah, it is a witch hunt. It is a witch hunt, and it's the witches that are hunting right now. You know, going back to the Joe Biden thing, Alex, I remember those hearings. I was taking a vacation with my wife at the time. And other than the arrogance of Joe Biden that you could see in that clip when we played that, the thing that I remember about those hearings was how he hammered Clarence Thomas over the idea that Clarence Thomas believed that we as individuals had natural rights. And I thought at the time, I said, this is outrageous. Why isn't this what everybody is talking about? Because that's what the Declaration of Independence is about, the fact that we have natural rights. Because we're humans, because we were given that by God and so forth. And Joe Biden hated that about Clarence Thomas. And then when we move forward, it was only 6 years, 7 years after that, that Anita Hill and all the Democrats did not believe Juanita Broderick or Kathleen Willey or Paula Jones. They didn't have a right to be heard or believed. And so I saw all that hypocrisy, and that really factors into all this. And I'll say one more thing here, too, and that is this process. I don't really think this serves the Republicans well. I think that Grassley has been played by Schumer and these other people, and I think this whole process where they got a female special counsel, she's going in and questioning Ford on details, is very dry, is very arcane. She's not drawing any conclusions, and she has a short period of time where she asks these questions, and then they switch over abruptly to a Democrat. And the Democrats will lay out all these conclusions and summarize everything in a very visceral and emotional way for Dr. Ford. And then she'll just go, oh, yeah, that's right. That's exactly the way that it is. This is not serving the Republicans very well in this. It's going to really hinge on Brett Kavanaugh and how he does. I don't really know how that process is going to work. I don't know who's going to be questioning him over these issues. But the way they've got this going back and forth between the female special counsel and the Democrat senators who are covering for her is really not a good idea.
And next hour, because they're going to lunch here soon, we were going to play large segments of the cross-examination. And the lady's overly nice to her. It's very, very sappy.
Mm-hmm.
But she does just find total contradictions everywhere. I mean, if this was...
Oh, yeah. A lot of contradictions. Yeah. And if she would hammer on those, she doesn't draw the conclusions on this. She'll say some things. She'll hammer, put the stuff out there, just like the therapist. The therapist was taking notes concurrent with what was going on. She had written notes going back 6 years. And in those notes, the Dr. Ford was saying there were four boys there. Now she says there's two. In those notes, Ford said that she was in her later teens. Now she says, well, I think because I wasn't driving at the time, I was maybe 15. But we're supposed to believe Ford and her memory, which she is very, very sketchy on all the details, but not believe what the therapist wrote down at the time. And, of course, one of the things that is key about this is that, according to her recollection, Dr. Ford said that she used Brett Kavanaugh's name at that therapy session. And there's nothing about his name in those notes either. And so all of this looks like this is something that is convenient for the Democrats, convenient for a political agenda, but it doesn't have anything to do with the actual
facts of what happened. Well, of course it is. And now, as I predicted, three more women, four total.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly as I predicted. I'm not bragging. It's just true because I can see the formulaity of this. And now he may never get confirmed because they'll probably have 20 more by next week. I mean, it's going to just get more and more outlandish. And it just gives you an idea that we have a real crop of globalist trash up there in Schumer and all these people. But that's their Achilles heel, too, because I agree with David Knight. This is really turning America off to these people. Everybody I know is seeing right through this, especially after Ford got up there and testified. She is the most disingenuous person I think I've ever seen.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the
way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
By the way, I'm not joking. I'm kind of having an anxiety attack on air right now. And I'm a tough guy. I can take a lot of crap. But these very people, these very Democratic operatives, have been trying to ruin my life and take my kids away and lying about me. And I'm sick of it. Well, they're a bunch of freaking scum. That's why I'm really pissed off. These law firms and these people, these very same people. I had Mueller try to set me up a few weeks ago, and I can't even talk about it yet. So I'm going to let David Knight take over for this segment. I'm serious. I got to go walk around or something because I'm trying to not get angry. And I usually can control my anger, David, but I saw you get angry too this morning. Why did you get so angry? I mean, what is it? What is, it's just, this is not justice. This isn't even what third world countries do. And just to know the left is really this bad. I mean, they published that I wear Nazi tennis shoes and hate black people. And then they get people to lie 100% that I never did anything to. It's like, where are the morals? What is wrong with this country? Go ahead, David.
Well, Alex, what I got upset about was the fact that I've been put in Twitter jail for a week, evidently because yesterday I had the audacity to talk about the transgender agenda, and how all these Democrats who pretend that they are there to protect women and children are doing just the opposite. They're demanding, and it was just a couple of years ago, the Obama administration was threatening to penalize schools that didn't allow physically male individuals to go into dressing rooms and bathrooms and showers and so forth with girls.
Remember, Cuomo tweeted 2 years ago that if your 11-year-old daughter doesn't want to see a man come in the shower at her school, that you're a bigot and she's a bigot.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So let's do something about that. Let's protect them. And let's talk about the statute of limitations, especially when you hear all these Democrats talking about how, well, it's so long ago, it's just really hard for me to remember all the details. I just have a visceral impression of the attack, and I remember the individual, but I don't remember any other details. Well, okay, and they keep saying, well, this happens all the time. People take a long time to come to terms with this, and that is true. And if they were concerned about protecting people, again, especially children who have an even longer amount of time that it takes them to come to detail to bring this out, stop the statute of limitations on attacks against kids, which are typically only about 3 years. We're talking about an event that was 35 years ago.
In Pennsylvania and other areas, yeah, to keep the statute of limitations because they want to protect the pedophile rings. You're absolutely correct. And I was going to get to the Twitter thing later, so let's do that next hour. We have fan pages that sent us this information as well. Some of these aren't even Twitters. We don't really use Twitter anymore because all the big ones they banned. Paul still has his. They said because I criticized Obama and the deep state. Wait till you see the tweet coming up. That it was hateful. There it is. Let me read to you. Since David raised this, let me just go ahead and get to this now. You know what? I'm going to wait till next hour. It's too huge. It's too insane. Wait till you hear the tweet that they say is racist. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is unbelievable. Wait till you hear this. Criticizing Obama, period, is now racist. You will be banned from Twitter. But David, since we talk about this, let's start getting the clips of her. Here she is, bizarrely. Just like I predicted last week when I said there'd be three more women. That's four total by the day of the hearing. So, by Thursday. And if you pull back from this, I also said every woman that was ever in the same town as Kavanaugh, college, high school, you name it, is being canvassed by databases and reporters. And she admits that. She decided to start going public when the reporter's looking through her window at her dog. And this has happened to me and everybody else that's prominent that works here. They call everyone that ever knew you or they think knows you, and they start offering cash to lie. Now, that's what I'm saying is the left has gone pure weaponized, folks. They're not even media. They are organized crime mafias. CNN is a criminal news network. So here is Ms. Ford before the electronic lynching of Kavanaugh, talking about when she decided to do this, just as I said she did. Here it is.
How did you decide to come forward?
Ultimately, because reporters were sitting outside of my home and trying to talk to my dog through the window to calm the dog down, and a reporter appeared in my graduate classroom, and I mistook her for a student, and she came up to ask me a question, and I thought that she was a student, and it turned out that she was a reporter. So at that point, I felt like enough was enough. People were calling my colleagues at Stanford and leaving messages on their voicemails and on their email saying that they knew my name. Clearly, people knew my address because they were out in front of my house. And it's just the mounting pressure seemed like it was time to just say what I needed to say.
I'm sorry. I want to ask you one question about the attack itself.
Pause again. The attack. Now it's the attack, see? Well, again, David Knight, she decided to do it because the reporters came to her. There you go, David.
Yeah. This is kind of interesting because, you know, this other individual who said, I'm not going to talk, her lawyer said, well, just read the New Yorker, you know, that was Ronan Farrow's story. And the New York Times said, we didn't find that credible. We talked to a dozen different people that didn't find Ramirez's story credible. Now, Ronan Farrow went on with George Stephanopoulos, and he was questioning him about that. And at the time he said, yeah, you know, she took 6 days to talk to her lawyer and to go back and pore over her memories to try to, you know, fix this, and we thought it was important to go ahead and put the story out because she was being pressured by Democrats and put into a corner. And so we know that this is what's happening. We know the Democrats are out there pressuring them to come up with some solution, to come up with some delays and so forth. And Ronan Farrow actually mentioned that that was the case with the Democrats. And then in subsequent press conferences, you had two Democrat senators that were asked point blank, did you pressure her to do this? And what did you know about Ramirez and so forth? And so she's not going to be testifying. And she was the second person who came out. She's just referring back to this discredited story by
Ronan
Farrow.
And that's the thing, David. Every witness says the opposite of what these women say. And then with some of these women, as you just mentioned, Ramirez, we're learning about restraining orders and women saying that they threatened them and anger management issues and all sorts of weird stuff in their background. And they're all a bunch of psychology professor lunatics, in my view. Everybody knows that, most of these psychologists, you've got the inmates running the asylum. I mean, the highest rate of suicide of any profession is psychologists and psychiatrists. Most of them get into it because they're crazier than a, house rat. So.
Right. Well, one of the things about this statement from Christine Ford, if you look at it, it's very sketchy on details, and it's about a five-page written, typed-out statement here. And there's less than a page that actually has to do with the alleged attack. But one of the things that she says here, I'll read from her report here, I remember my friend Leyland Ingham attending. Well, Leyland doesn't remember that. And she continues to talk about as if Leyland is there. And Leyland has been very emphatic. I never was
Let's
at this
clear,
party.
People,
I was never at any party. I never met Brett Kavanaugh.
For weeks have been saying she's wrong, and she's testifying, still using them. Like, David Knight, saw me climb Mount Everest. And David's like, no, I never been to Tibet, never saw him climb Mount Everest. Yeah, David was there, and David vouches for the fact that I can fly around and I have wings. David's like, no, but David says, it's crazy.
Yeah, and her friend Leyland is a female, so she deserves to be believed as well. I mean, I know we just throw out all these other men who were there because men can't be believed, but Leyland, her lifelong friend, says, I wasn't there, and she continues to put it in her statement, continued to use it today, and it has been totally refuted by Leyland, and so that's indicative of what is throughout this thing. Also, she says, well, I don't have any answers, and I don't remember as much as I would like to. I've been asked about all these details.
But 100% he assaulted me. I don't remember anything else, the year, where I was, how old, how I got there, where the hell it was, but it's him, and the psychologists don't say it, and no, they don't either, because everything you say is absolute BS. David, stay there, we're going to come back, and we're going to get into more of the clips. They got lunch coming, they're going to lunch, and then we're going to have her come finish back, and then Kavanaugh is going to come in. We're going to cover that gavel to gavel, because, quite frankly, I'm trying to spare everybody. Watching and listening to her is just like nails on the chalkboard. But I'm looking at her. It's not that she's old or wrinkled. It's the spirit of these people just makes me want to climb the walls, man. The disingenuousness, the sneakiness, the weakness, the fallen nature, the groveling to the Democrats, the frowning at the Republicans, the lapdog, sycophantic behavior is disgusting. And it's time for good people to take this country back, ladies and gentlemen, because I can't handle it anymore, and I know you can't handle it. And they want our children, my God, they want to start giving them chemicals at birth to change their, quote, gender. It is insane. I've been so upset I haven't even plugged today. Without your financial support, George Soros and the globalists will win. We have huge specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Brainforce 40% off. Secret 12 40% off. Last Run X2. This is the last run. We haven't gotten rid of that special yet, but this will be the final day. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLive.com. Without you, George Soros will destroy us. With your support, we will defeat him and his monster son. We'll be back.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads, or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
The scientist.